Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, I'm excited for sure. I definitely had this date marked down on my calendar, and I'm sure I already saw the line. It's pretty crazy, so I'm gonna have to wait a couple days before I go there. But I'm definitely excited to get a burger and some fries and that ketchup for sure.
Something tells me that they'll let you cut the line. Like, I maybe gotta wait in the line. Something tells me that you can skip to the front of the line.
Yeah, you don't know, man. That thing. Everybody wants it. Everybody's been waiting for it. So you know, they might make me have to at least wait a little bit there.
What's your order when you go to Whataburger?
So it kind of depends. There's several different things I get. I mean, I got a lot in my life. So obviously I get the number one with cheese, ketchup, pickles only, with a large fry and a large Coke. But they also have this thing, like they have like a on Texas toast chicken strip, barbecue chicken strip sandwich, which I like a lot. And then Brittany always makes us get the honey butter chicken biscuits in the morning.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His appearances are powered by Google Fiber. So, Patrick, I have an admission. Last Tuesday, I switched my AFC West prediction from the Kansas City Chiefs to the Los Angeles Chargers. I now want to switch it back to you guys, but no one will let me.
No, man. It was looking a little down for a couple weeks here. But, I mean, the whole time the defense has been rolling, and I think you saw once the offense got back going, with the defense, how they're playing, we're going to be a hard team to beat as the season goes on.
Do you hear the criticism? I mean, I'm watching ESPN, and this is the first time I felt like people were critical of you, where I'm hearing people call you broken or disappointed in how you play. Do you hear some of the criticism that people have said over the last 3 to 4 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, you'd be lying to say you don't hear any of it. I mean, I try to stay focused on what's in this building and the guys in this building getting better for myself. But you see stuff here and there on social media or whatever it is. But you can't let that stuff affect you, I think, at the end of the day. I mean, you have to just focus on how can you make yourself better? How can you be better for your team? And that's what I've been focused on, and I knew that we were going to get this thing rolling again.
Do you use that as motivation when you hear those sort of things? Like, you're on social media, you're a pretty aware individual. When someone questions your ability, do you use that as motivation?
I don't. I mean, I think in this league, you can never be too high, you never be too low. I mean, there's going to be people that will praise you in times like now. There'll be people that criticize you whenever things aren't going good. So if you just kind of stay with the process, stay on trying to make yourself better every single day, I think that's where you can be great as the season goes on. And that's something that I've had to learn as I've been in this league is whenever there's highs, whenever there's lows, you have to kind of keep that same mindset.
Just over the course of these conversations, you talked a lot about focus and how everybody was sort of buying in. And, you know, at times it might feel like lip service. It might feel like a very cliche thing to say. I tweeted this out right when the game started. I could tell you guys were about business. You guys are wearing the all-white uniforms. You were a captain. Tyrann Mathieu was a captain. Harrison Butker was a captain. You could tell this was a true business trip for you guys.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we understand the importance of this game. I mean, we were playing the Raiders, who've been playing great football this season. They were in first place, really, in the AFC West. And we knew that we needed to come in and get a win. It was a kind of a pivotal game for us, and we understand the importance of it. And I think Coach Reed kind of emphasized that early in the week. And guys came with the mindset of we're going to handle business.
When did you know that you guys were rolling? Played this game enough at a high enough level. Was there a point or a sequence in the game where you felt like you guys were just playing at a really high level?
Yeah, I kind of said it after the game, but it was really in warm-ups, like you said. I mean, you could just feel the energy. You could feel the like how guys were warming up, how guys were kind of getting themselves ready to go, that everybody was ready to go. It was kind of one of those things you kind of had to tell the guys, don't peak too soon, man. I mean, I didn't know the energy's here. Sunday night football, again, in a hostile environment, but everybody was ready to go in warm-ups, and you kind of felt that right when the game started.
I thought Chiefs fans really showed up in a big way where they were loud, they were vocal, they were very present. I thought Chiefs fans had a great showing this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. Whenever you're in a place like that in a hostile environment, to have that many Chiefs fans supporting you, I mean, you could hear the chants going. You could hear the crowd getting crazy whenever we were scoring. I mean, there was a ton of Chiefs fans in that stadium, and it just shows the passion that Chiefs Kingdom has for this team, the belief they have in us.
Right now, we're talking to Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. His appearances are powered by Google Fiber. It seemed to me like a theme for you guys over the course of the weekend was getting your swagger back. You mentioned it after the game. Travis Kelce had a pretty funny post-game interview. Chris Jones mentioned it on the field. It seemed like it was a point of emphasis for you guys to get that championship swagger back against the Raiders.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that it was kind of building. I mean, we understood that we were winning football games, but we needed to play the way we wanted to play. And I think guys had that mentality all week at practice is we're going to get after it. We're going to do what we need to do. And we're going to have that confidence that we've always had. And I think it showed on the field.
What's your favorite jersey combination that you guys have?
I mean, it's not important to me that much, but I will say that white on white is nice. I mean, to have that icy white on out in the field, you feel good, you play good, but they all work for me. The red on red's always sweet to me. I mean, all the jersey combinations I think look good, and has the tradition too, which I think is really cool.
I wanted to talk to you about Tyreek Hill, and sometimes I think if you don't really watch this team on a game-in, game-out basis, you might think that Tyreek is only a deep threat, only a guy that can beat you over the top. But I think this season he's really developed as a great over-the-middle, a great route runner, that he's sort of been exactly what you guys have needed offensively with how teams are playing you guys now.
Oh, 100%. And I mean, honestly, there's not one guy in this league that gets as much attention as that guy does. I mean, he's always got two dudes on him. He's never in one-on-one situations. Even in zone coverages, they're playing the zone, rotating over towards him. He gets more attention than anyone in this league, and he's had to learn how to get himself open even when he's getting double covered. Whenever he does get single covered, it seems like he makes a play every single time. So he's grown, and he's been growing in route running these last few years. And you're seeing it this year. Whenever they're making sure that he's not able to get over the top. He's running routes underneath, making plays, and really having a great season for himself.
It wasn't just Tyreek Hill. This was really a total team effort. Travis Kelce. What is it about Kelce that really seems to elevate his play in these kind of moments?
Yeah, I mean, he's been here before. I think that's a big thing. I mean, he's a leader on this team. The lights never get too bright for him, man. I mean, y'all know Travis, man. He's always ready for prime time and being able to go out and show out. He got rolling early in the game. He was making a ton of plays. He was kind of doing those things where he's catching short passes and making eight guys miss and getting more and more yards. I told him it probably has to be the beard, though. He brought the beard back, and all of a sudden he's Travis Kelce again. So it's just the beard.
I feel like the beard is his superpower. You know what I mean? Like, all the power is in his hair.
Oh, exactly. I mean, once you brought the beard back, it might have brought the swagger back to the entire team. So we'll make sure he keeps that thing going and he doesn't ever shave that again.
You mentioned the swagger defensively. I really feel like the word for you guys for yesterday was complete. It was a complete effort. Offense, defense, special teams. What do you make of how this defense has played the last 5-6 weeks where they really ratchet up the intensity?
Yeah, no, it's these last weeks, a few weeks, I mean, they've been a dominant force. I mean, they've been going up against good teams and really shutting them down. The Raiders have a great offense. I mean, you can't get around that. That's how they've played the entire season. And the defense kind of went out there and accepted the challenge and went out there and played great football. You've seen them kind of come together as the season's gone on. And I think people were so focused on the offensive struggles and that they haven't realized how good our defense has been playing. And so I knew whenever we got rolling, we were going to be a complete football team. But now it's how we keep that going, offense, defense, and special teams. How do we keep getting better and better so that we can make a run at this thing at the end?
A couple more questions here for quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. I saw a stat. This was your third career game with 400 yards passing and 5 touchdown passes. The only other quarterbacks to do that are Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, and Joe Montana. What is it like to be in a category with those elite quarterbacks?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. Anytime you're with those guys and the success and the players that they were, it's an amazing accomplishment. But, I mean, it goes to the guys I have around me. I mean, I have a lot of playmakers throwing those short passes to Travis or Tyreek and then making them 30-yard completions or whatever they are. That's what kind of makes me who I am, that and the offensive line, how they blocked last night. So, I mean, it's always great to be a part of that. But it goes with the offense and the team that we have.
I made the comparisons to you and Steph Curry, where Steph might have a stretch where he shoots 2 for 9 from 3, 1 for 10 for 3, and 3 for 11. But you know, eventually he's going to break out of it and it's going to be hell to pay. I read what you had to say in the Monday Morning Quarterback with Peter King. Over these last couple of weeks, how do you keep your confidence level high in the midst of you going one of the worst stretches of your career?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just you focus on how you can make yourself better each and every week. I mean, I always had the confidence that the guys around me are going to make plays. I mean, we have guys that have special talent at every single position. And so I know they're going to make plays. So how can I be confident enough to just get the ball to my hand and let them make those plays? And I thought you saw last night is I did that. I got the ball to these guys in space. They made plays happen. And then at the end of the day, some guys made some big time plays like Dirty, Darrell Williams, where he's making catches over guys. I mean, that's what we have. We have that talent. So I know that it's just about staying with the process, getting better each and every day.
You're a Texas guy. You're playing the team from Texas. Growing up, did you cheer for the Cowboys? Were you a Cowboys fan growing up?
Yeah, I was a pretty big Cowboys fan growing up. My dad was a big Cowboys fan, so we went to games and stuff like that. So it'll definitely be cool to be able to play against them, especially with Kansas City, with the Chiefs being originally the Dallas Texans. I mean, it has a lot of history in this game, and they're obviously a great football team. So it's going to be an awesome experience. I'm sure I'll have a lot of family members up in the game, and hopefully they're cheering me on and not the other team.
Who was your favorite player growing up as a Cowboys fan?
I was a huge Dez Bryant fan, man. I was like, he was from East Texas, my area. He's from Lufkin, Texas. And I actually got to see him play in high school and then got to see him play at Oklahoma State and then for the Cowboys. So I was always rooting him on for sure.
It's crazy sometimes. Like, we're kind of close in age, but I'm a little bit older than you. So when you say growing up, you watch Dez Bryant. Like, when I think of growing up, I think of, like, Romo. I think of, like, right before then, the Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin. It just goes to show you the differences in generation.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I watched all those guys. I was really young. Not like Aikman and stuff like that, but I watched Romo. There were some dark days in the Cowboys where they had some quarterbacks kind of rolling in and out. But it was cool to see Romo and then him when Dez and them came in. I mean, they had some runs there. They had some good football teams.
Last thing here. So you guys just didn't get a big win, but your Texas Tech Red Raiders got a huge week win this weekend as well.
Oh yeah. 62 yarder, man. And, there's a couple of Iowa State Cyclones in this building and they've been talking trash to me for the last few years. So I'm glad I have a year of bragging rights on those guys. So, like Brad G and, Evan in the training room. I mean, they'll hear about the 62 yarder for at least a year.
That's the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Our conversations are powered by Google Fiber. Patrick, it's always good talking to you, man. Good luck this week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.